Welcome to the Chronicle Headlines News in Brief for March 8th. I'm your host, Sean McGowan. For campus news this week, by the end of this week, the college's newly formed AI task force will send recommendations to the provost on how to manage artificial intelligence technology like ChatGPT in classrooms. Although no new policy is expected immediately, the college plans to offer resources explaining what ChatGPT is, how to cite it, ethical ways to use it, and also its limitations. Stephanie Frank, a faculty representative on the task force, said its main goal is to offer guidance for faculty and students on how to use ChatGPT, quote, responsibly and ethically.
We're navigating a new reality. And what does education mean in the era where chatbots exist? You know, how have things changed? What values do we want to preserve? What values, like, are unpreservable?
Thelma Vicaroy, the chair of the CTVA department, will step down effective in August when her three-year term ends. Her departure was announced in an email obtained by the Chronicle. A forum is being held this week for CTVA faculty members to speak about their interests, concerns, perspectives, and goals for the department. A Columbia student is spreading the message that your disability doesn't define you through his clothing brand. Abad Vaquez was born with sacral agenesis, a rare condition that causes an absence of tailbone.
And I'm blessed to be here because, you know, at the same time, they told my parents that I had less than 6 months. They said I wasn't going to be able to walk, talk, hear, or do anything. So for me to be here is just a blessing in the world, and I just thank God because I'm here.
Vaquez is now 21, a junior studying journalism and sports communication. His brand, YDDDY, sells t-shirts, hoodies, hats, and accessories, all of which he designs himself. He started it in 2019 during his senior year of high school. He donates all the proceeds to the Free Wheelchair Mission, a nonprofit that provides wheelchairs to people around the globe.
The whole goal with this was to let people know that your disability doesn't define you. Like, you can do anything. Like, as soon as people see us, it's like, oh, he can't do this, this, and that. Like, I want people to treat me and other people the same.
For Metro News this week, chants from hundreds of protesters calling for fossil fuel divestments filled the frigid air Friday afternoon in front of the Chase Tower in downtown Chicago. The event was organized by Fridays for Future, a global climate activist movement founded by Greta Thunberg in 2018. It included representatives from at least 9 other organizations, including Chicago Climate Youth Coalition. Dark Testament, A Century of Black Writers on Justice, is an exhibit currently on display at the American Writers Museum. The exhibit features 16 portraits of black writers accompanied by interactive elements to explore the history of black literature in America. The collection is currently being held in the Meyer Gallery and Roberta Rubin Writers Room at the museum and will be there until September 17th. Dorian Sylvain, one of the artists featured, said that she looks at the exhibit as an opportunity to showcase the audacity of these authors to celebrate their culture at a time when being black was not celebrated.
To me, the exhibition underlines the value of these writers that even in turbulent times were using their art to emphasize the value, the importance of black culture, of black people.
This week in the opinion section, the editorial board argues that Columbia has an AI problem with no clear guidelines on how to solve it. For more details on these stories and more, check out ColumbiaChronicle.com at any time. And be sure to sign up for our newsletter at columbiachronicle.com/newsletter. For upcoming events this week on Saturday, head to 1449 South Michigan for Freedom Session Chicago, an all-day empowering event that includes daytime workshops, vendors, community, and an evening of live concert experiences. Then, from Body Haven, watch models of all sizes, shapes, and colors hit the runway for the Filmed in CinemaScope runway show at 754 South Wabash. On Monday, learn about some of the diverse, inspiring women who fought and fight for the right to vote, then make a customizable patch you can wear at the Vote Like a Suffragette event held at the Student Center. Then, learn about the women's suffrage movement in the 1920s from Teresa Prados Torreira during a History Talks event at 618 South Michigan. After that, take the day off and come make slime at the Makerspace during the De-Stress Fest Slime Bash. On Tuesday, reflect on and express how your feminine identity empowers your leadership and impact on the world at a Faces of Femininity Paint and Sip event at the Makerspace. On Wednesday, learn how to make your own self-care products at a De-Stress Fest event at the Student Center, and What It Means to Be Black in America, a panel discussion followed by a number of student performances will be held at the Student Center. Finally, on Thursday, customize your own rubber duck in celebration of St. Patrick's Day at the Makerspace. Then, Student Diversity and Inclusion is hosting a Reproductive Rights Coffee Chat at 618 South Michigan. For more details on these and other events, go to Columbia's Engage app or the Engage portal on columb.edu. That's all for this week. Be sure to read the full stories at columbiachronicle.com and listen to this week's Chronicle headlines for more info and insight on stories.